This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
February of 05, the general manager at the Score at the time, a guy named Paul Agassi, great guy, called me and said, hey, we have an opening at the Score for a PD job. And I said, yeah, let's talk. I miss the action. So 20 years.
It was 20 years ago today.
The czar of 670 The Score. And, of course, we're talking about Mitch Rosen.
Vice President and Brand Manager Mitch Rosen.
Let's take a look at the Shedd Aquarium, and there is Phil the Penguin.
Looks like Mitch Rosen to me.
Mitch Rosen, the great PD there at AM 670 The Score.
Let me tell you something. The great Mitch Rosen, you guys know, always taking care of business. I don't trust anybody else on our staff to make a restaurant pick, but when Mitch Rosen makes a dinner reservation, you know the dinner is going
to
be great.
What I've liked to say over the years, and a lot of people make fun of me, is
we may lose and we may.
Play the hits, you know, whatever the hits are and whatever the fans want to talk about, whatever the hits of the day are, we play the hits.
Can I keep reading these texts from Mitch? Remember, in the great words of Dan Bernstein, I do whatever Mitch Rosen tells me to do.
That's right. No, that's a great policy.
And he told me to worm you,
well,
so I'm going to worm
asked.
You.
Worm with. Right?
This follow-up text says, in driving.
What?
Followed up by I'm.
Ask Mitch.
Tell Mitch Rosen to call me the bastard.
You're kind of a wackadoodle. I don't know where you're going.
Ah, yes, it is Can't Do It. Everyone's, well, my favorite and everyone else's least favorite segment here at the Score.
Hey, Mitch, just got a quick question about your son.
Uh-oh.
What's the worst thing he's ever done?
Oh, man, and he's listening.
I am listening. So please don't say anything that you'll regret. Hello, Dad.
That's not really Ben, is it?
That's Ben.
Hey, it's Mitch Rosen, Program Director of the Score. I'm here with my son, Ben. Ben, how are you?
Good.
It's all about energy. It's all about resetting. It's all about playing the hits.
You know, over-communicate, play the hits.
And in 41 years of Big League Baseball play-by-play, I've worked with dozens of programming directors and station management types. The current executive producer of Cubs Radio, Mitch Rosen, is simply the best I have ever worked with. Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, hello to you from Mitch Rosen, by the way.
Mitch, man, yeah.
Darren Pang.
Mitch Rosen wants to say hello, pass along best wishes
Mitch
to you.
Mitch Rosen, I was just thinking about him the other day. The man responsible for giving me my first job at ESPN. Mitch, I love you, pal.
How about that?
Man, tell Mitch what's up. Mitch would know where all the bodies are buried. Y'all better be nice to Mitch. He got some on y'all, too.
Leroy, this
is Mitch. I love him.
Will do.
That is Leroy Butler.
Kevin Harlan. Also want to pass along a hello from Mitch Rosen. I would be remiss
great.
I didn't pass along the personal
one
hello
of the great
him.
People in this business. Yes, sir.
And I think it's an iconic Chicago sports brand. I know this sounds geeky. I love it.
Jesus Christ.
Congratulations.
That was beautiful. That's not a Goodfellas treatment. What do we call that, Chris Tannehill? I don't know. Just call it a tribute to someone who we love dearly. That was a lovely piece of audio for a lovely guy. Our boss, Mitch Rosen, you've heard us talk about him. You've heard him. You've heard us needle him. And you've heard him call in and put himself into the conversation at times. We think about him all the time. And happy anniversary to Mitch Rosen, who I believe joins us right now here on 670 The Score. Congrats, buddy. How are you
today? I'm great, Spiegs. Groats, Tanny, Shane, thank you. You know, I felt that was like a living Waker, a living Shiva. Thank you, Tanny.
Love a good Shiva.
Always.
You know I love a good Shiva.
Yeah, you love a good lox and bagel, too. No, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I walked in the door 20 years ago tomorrow, and I still love what I do. I love working with most of the people here at The Score. And
which ones do you not love?
Most.
Can't say. But I love being here, and it's a dream job. I grew up in Chicago, and it is an iconic brand, as one of the drops that Tanny put into the montage. But it's incredible. Great day today, and I just love being here.
I'm really sad to have missed the gathering and a Mitch speech this morning. So Shane, Tanny, Mark Grody, you guys were there. Please fill me in on what that was like this morning. Boss, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. So tell me about it.
You were on assignment, Speaks.
It's true.
Yeah, so what he did is he came in there and all of us said surprise and congratulations. And he talked about why he appreciated the station and everyone there.
Thanks for filling me in.
Yeah, no all problem. Right. Is that about describe it, Mitch?
Yeah, no, the truth speaks is I said it's about the people. It's not about, you know, us covering championships or things we do on the radio. It's about the people. And 20 years, you know, I've experienced through a lot of you weddings, divorces, births of kids, unfortunately deaths of teammates, whether it was Doug Buffone or the Grobber or family members. And to me, that's what this job is about. It's about working with people and friendships and relationships. And, you know, I like to say there's a reason there's a couch in my office. And I say that in a positive way, because to me, it's about managing people. And when you manage people and you have a brand like The Score and everything we do, that's what you know, that's what I love about my job.
But then one of the things that was said about you during the celebration today is that you are so connected to every, you got a guy for everything.
What do you need? Like
No, it's true. It's true. Mitch has a guy for everything, and you have powerful people in your phone. Number one, who is the most powerful person that reached out to you today? If it's out there that
friends and family.
Well, okay, never mind that.
You know, Ozzy's a friend.
Oh, Ozzy reached out to you?
He reached out, but nobody.
I understand.
You know.
Okay,
yeah.
Never mind all that. Mm-hmm. What's the best number you have in your phone right now? Mitch Rosen, who is a power player in this town. The most important phone number you have.
Not local,
right now.
But like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay.
President Obama.
Okay. All right. You have the keys to his house, too. You take care of the Hyde Park house, right? For Obama? Yes?
Security reasons. Can't talk about that.
Sorry.
No, that's not. But that's not what it's about.
No, it's what it's about.
No.
It is.
Oh, it's partially what it's about. Grody, we used to do the bit where, like, we'd go get Mitch's little black book.
Yeah.
Me and Mac would go get his black book of phone numbers that he had since what? Since the 70s. Because for anybody who doesn't know, you'd been a radio guy, producer. 80s, excuse me. I'm sorry. But yeah, Eddie Schwartz's producer for a legendary overnight guy, Eddie Schwartz.
Right.
But in that book, we would open it up and be like, oh, look, should we call Seika? Should we call her?
Angie Dickinson.
Obama's number?
Yeah, I once called Angie Dickinson, you know, a couple years ago, because we had that work with this guy Eddie Schwartz at WGN Radio many years ago, and dating myself, you know, there were no cell phones or email, so literally a black book I keep at home now, and so it would be from Angie Dickinson to Tip O'Neill, the former Speaker of the House many years ago.
A couple years ago,
I wonder if this number is still good. So I call Angie Dickinson. Hello, Miss Dickinson. Yes, I'm calling from CBS News. Just want to make sure the number's still active. It is my number. So, yeah, you know, it runs a gamut.
That is beautiful.
So good. No, but again, this place is special. When I walked in 20 years ago, it was intimidating. I had spent 9 years at WMVP. Our competitor took a year off, and then Paul Agassi called. But I remember coming in the first day and introducing myself to the staff, and here's, you know, North, Boers, Bernstein. It was like, you know,
that's a handful to walk into,
yeah,
man.
And it's like, whoa. And it's just been an incredible 20 years.
Man, I can't imagine, because you coming from the other station, and like, what has made, looking back, what made this place different, and that you've tried to keep alive and afloat with all the changes? What makes this place unique?
Yeah, what makes this place unique is, I think, the real, this place is real. And I think also what's special in my mind, Speaks, is you look back to COVID, right? And we mobilized pretty quickly in that we realized this was pretty serious, right? People were dying, and we didn't know at first how bad and what was going to happen. And, you know, we put announcers and on-air people at home. And I really give credit to producers and people from a technical support. And they were coming in every day. And, you know, the first week I was working from home, and I said to myself and my wife and my son, I go, I can't be home. And there's guys like Tanny and Ray Diaz and Studs and others and Dustin and others. And they're coming in here and risking their life. So I wanted to come in here. And then the on-air people were staying safe at home. And I miss them, you know, just seeing them. So I wanted to go out and see Speaks. I remember, you know, I'd come over and we'd take a walk in Lawrence. Yep. I'd see all the on-air people, and they felt, hey, it was good that you came and saw me, but it was more beneficial for me to come see them. We didn't even talk radio. It was just about how you doing. It was like the how you doing walks. And the fact that we got through that together as a team, thank God nobody got really sick. Thank God really nobody died. And we were able to keep the product on the air. And people, I think our listeners most importantly appreciated that our score, brand, and content were there for them as a release, as we didn't know what we were going through as a country and civil unrest in the city. And we gave our on-air personalities freedom to talk about real life. And I'm really proud that we were able to do that. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. You know, and it's amazing when you meet somebody who's listened for a long time or however long it is, and they're like, I don't know, it's weird, I feel like I know you. I always have to stop them and go, you do.
Right.
You do. We have a very interesting relationship with a lot of people out there where they do know us, you know? And people know you, Mitch. And it's like, and we were talking about sharing some stories, like if all four of us would share a Mitch story. And So I was thinking about it, and like, oh no, don't worry. What I realized I want to share, mm-hmm. that people, you know, maybe some people realize that my son, who I announced that my wife at the time was pregnant with him on the air, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm sure there's still people listening now who remember that, right? Which is a crazy mm-hmm. thing. He's 13.
Right.
So the last 4 years that he's been coming in on Sunday mornings and sometimes screening calls on Hit and Run, for anybody who doesn't know, Mitch Rosen has been treating him like an employee.
Right.
And he says, oh, is my employee here? Let mm-hmm. bring him in. And you'd sometimes be in here on a Sunday morning. You'd bring Ruben in and sit him in front of you at your desk. You'd say, how you doing? What'd you learn at the job today? And you'd talk to him about it. And you'd actually, you were having fun, but you were giving him a taste of what it's like to work and have a job. And you always left him a little money if you weren't here, or you'd hand him a little money.
What?
You know,
cash.
I can't say how many times you left him some cash in an envelope in your desk or in your office door. And he looked forward to it, and it gave me a chance to parent him and talk to him like, hey, man, you got to work at this job. You're getting paid. You got to actually, you know, show up and care. And like, I've been able to parent him. You've helped me parent him.
Well,
in that way.
I love, you know, Sundays during hit and run season, kind of a ritual. I'd come in, get a lot of work done, go cross street and work out, and then come back and see Ruben. And yeah, those were, you know, 5-10 minutes. And you know, I'd ask him how his week was at school. And, you know, we we'd kibitz a little bit, and then we'd talk about work and how were the phones coming in on hit and run, and he'd go get guests in the lobby, and yeah, yeah, it's special, you know, little bonding. And then, you know, we'd see him at when you were honored at the Pitch and Hit Club, and to me, and yeah, remembering him when he was born, and to me, that's what this is about. It's not about, you know, how did we cover, you know, a Football Monday, which is important, you know, that's important, yeah, but to me, that's much more important than that.
Well, I am going to take it to a sporting event here, mm-hmm. and I can. There's so many different ways I can go with you, Mitch, in terms of stories, but how can I not talk about 2016?
Wow.
When I was doing pre and post, you were traveling with the team, and I don't know if you guys even know this, Mitch was my executive producer for the pregame show. Mm-hmm. So Mitch literally, because we had a three-hour pregame show.
Three and a half hour
pregame show to put together. So Mitch literally, like, I got to see Mitch the producer, with the yellow pad out and the Mitch pen, and like, let's do this here, let's do that here. Are you comfortable with this? Would you like to do this? I mean, and it was like, wow, this guy is a hell of a producer. And then there was a day. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this, Mitch, but you were standing behind me. There was a lot of times, like on the air during the pregame show. Mitch would hover over me, which mm-hmm. which probably is okay.
Yeah.
But eventually, I took the headphones off. We went to break. I said to Mitch nicely, I don't remember exactly how I put it, but I said something like, "Can you not stand behind me? I get very uncomfortable."
Right.
With people.
And I never did.
No. And you were hilarious about it. You're all okay. Oh, am I behind you?
Keep the talent happy. Keep the talent happy.
Yeah, you went into total producer mode.
Can I tell one serious story about you? I think will be our bond forever?
Yes.
This is not a secret. Mark has been very open, recovering alcoholic.
Yes,
fair.
Yes, in recovery.
I don't know, 8-9 years ago?
Yes,
okay.
8-9 years ago.
It was a Thursday afternoon, 4:35 o'clock. I'm at home, and my cell phone rings, and it's Mark Grote. And hey, Grotes, Mitch, this is not Mark. This is his brother, Paul. Ooh, never talked to Paul Grote. Hey, Paul. Mark is at Northwestern, and he checked in for alcohol rehab. And at the time, you were doing morning updates with Mully and Hanley at the time.
Yes.
And I was in shock. I go, what? Really? He goes, yeah, he'll be fine. But he wanted me to call you and tell you that he won't be at work for a while. And I said, hey, whatever you need, you know, we're here to help. And that was a pretty, you know, heavy conversation with Paul Grote, who I'd never met. And, you know, one thing, you know, alcoholism, you never missed a shift, you know, being here at 5 a.m. to do updates in the morning. And I never knew, you know, you had a problem, but you admitted it. And obviously, you know, we were there for you. And, that was special, and I think that will forever and ever really be a special bond between us.
Well, it meant a lot. The main reason it meant so much is because the number one reason I didn't give into it earlier, alcoholism, that is, and admit that I had a problem and all that cliche stuff, was because I thought I would lose my job. I thought that, like, if I go in there and tell everybody I'm an alcoholic, because I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I tell people I'm going away, like, okay, well, good luck. I mean, not like in a heartless way, but like, okay, that's good. And it was like the antithesis. It was the opposite. You didn't ask questions. You said, yeah, I think one of the first things you said is your job will be here when you get back. That's all I needed to hear. And I just got like goosebumps thinking about that.
Yeah, so, me too. But that's something special.
Thank you. Yep.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad you guys are comfortable talking about that. That's great stuff.
Yeah, it's not one thing, and I know that's kind of a cop-out, you know, but I will just say Mitch has allowed me to thrive here professionally and earn a good living doing what I love at the only place I ever wanted to do it since I was a kid. I'm a day one listener to The Score, and he's created opportunities for me, not only at the station but at the company. But you can't do that without supporting someone in an emotional way, as a friend. And Mitch has been there throughout every major life event of mine as I've grown into a man. Weddings, birth of my daughter, funerals, plural, and just being supportive every step of the way. In that regard, it allows you to create and operate at a you know, freely in this business, which you have to do if you want to do your job at a high level. You have to have that clear head and feel supported by people around you, especially your boss. And, you know, I never thought I would refer to a radio executive as a boss in this industry in my career when I first started, but that's certainly what Mitch Rosen is to to all of us here. So congratulations, Mitch, and thank you.
Well, thank everything. You. And I don't look at it as a boss. I look at us as partners, and a lot of special people I work with and over the years, and you're one of the best people I've ever worked with. And I don't look at, you know, I don't say I'm your boss. We're partners, and just beyond one of the best people at what you do for a living, but one of the best human beings, and I love working with you. Shane, reset, and go ahead.
Yep. Congratulations on your partnership.
Play the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Patrick email. Williams reassessed in a couple weeks with a, yeah. So 2011, I'm a freshman at Columbia, and I come in here, I get an email Mitch looking for an internship. I come in here for my first ever internship interview. I was a P1 of the score my entire life. I'm, whatever, 20 years old, 21 years old. I put on my biggest suit that I just gotten from my grandfather's funeral. And at that point, I did have a beard, but it wasn't as big. I had it for probably about a year, year and a half. I shaved my face that day, knowing that I had an interview, because I thought that's what you do for an interview. You shave. I shaved, bare skin. I look horrible. I had like an eye disease at the time, so it was even worse.
Jesus.
And I come in here, and Mitch says, "What's with that suit? It's huge on you. And why'd you shave? That was so dumb." So I sit down. He gives me the internship. And I go back to Columbia. I say, "Hey, got this internship at the score. I didn't go through them. I did it on my own." And they said, "Oh, no, you can't do that without our permission." So I had to go back to Mitch and say, "Hey, sorry about that. I can't have this interview." And I didn't know I can't have this internship. I didn't know then how frustrated Mitch probably was, because now I've seen the process. I've seen what happens when stuff like that happens. So Mitch was the last one to see my face completely bare. I haven't shaved one time since 2011. But more importantly, this is the only place I've ever wanted to work. Mitch is the only person I've ever wanted to work with. Mitch knows more about me than even my family does. I've had deeper conversations with him than my parents sometimes, just out of circumstance, but also out of trust. Not saying I don't trust my parents, but I just... Mitch has always been there for me, and easy enough to say I'm a very volatile person, and the chances I've had here are because of Mitch and Mitch alone, and I am forever grateful.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. Those are all special stories, and everybody here. One other thing I want to say, like, I've been here 20 years, but there's guys like Lawrence who have been here 28, 29 years, Dan Bernstein, people in sales. So 20 is nothing compared to that, but I will say, again, you know, 20 years in my job is probably, you know, like 40 years to
Seriously.
Anybody else.
No,
but I love what I do, and again, it's about the people. It's not about me, but this station, you know, starting out as an AM daytimer, which means it shut off when the sun went down, when it was on 820, and where this brand is today, and it continues to climb. And, you know, looking back at the White Sox, us getting the rights the second after the Sox won the World Series in 05, and then the Cubs, you know, 2016, first time they won the World Series since 1908. Rather be lucky than good. I mean, it continues to strive. So, but again, it's about all the people that work here. And Speaks, one thing, you know, you're not here, but I brought gifts in. You know, it's always about food at the station, and it's hard. But, you know, I didn't have a lot of time, but no charcuterie board. But I brought everybody a snack pack with Genoa salami and cheese.
Oh, thanks,
so
Mitch.
Where's the camera if you guys want to take a look at it right there?
All right, so Mitch, thank you so much for going up to the 10th floor and grabbing that for us
CBS,
from the fridge
Shane.
Up there.
Okay. CBS, okay? Come on.
He couldn't get his car to work upstairs, so he went to the CBS.
Oh, yeah, Grody, hold it up. I can see it.
There you go.
That's great, but what's the ETA on that Slurpee machine in there? We're still working on that for a few years.
And what's this whole partnership thing with Tanny over there? But I mean, like, we have to call you boss, but he's a partner? What's going on here?
Everybody's a partner. And Speaks, I'll save this. Hopefully it's fresh when you get back.
But, thank you.
And I'm proud of you, like, doing Cubs games. Like, who would have dreamt 10 years ago you'd be doing Major League Baseball, you know, on the score? So I love to see, you know, friends and people we work with strive and dreams come true and gross what you're doing with the Bears and everything else. It's great.
You're the best, Mitch.
Thank
and
you.
We, somebody, a couple questions here.
Yeah.
Was Jim Shorts the best sports radio host ever? And no to textures. Mitch is not leaving. He is celebrating his 20th anniversary. That's where I were having
although,
this sentimental talk
although,
here.
You know, this would be a good moment. Like, not you don't have to, Mitch, but like Jimmy Johnson, when they did that tribute on Fox, it sure felt like they were telling him to leave. We're not doing that.
No,
just thank
so you.
Know. Thank you. No, right. I have no intention to leave. Jim Shorts was a great guy. We had many great years together, and at times difficult, but professional. professional, a true pro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
As are you. Thank you, boss.
Thank
you
very much. Yes. Danny,
love
Shane.
You. This
thank you, Mitch. Congratulations,
speech.
Man. Seriously.
Oh, one more question.
Yes.
Mitch, what is the best sports radio game of all time, and why is it categories?
And your top five radio hosts of all time.
Hey, Mitch, we really got a break, man. They're not really sticking to the clock
up.
At all today.
Mic drop. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Categories is next. We're going to play the game on the score. That's next.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.